the center of downtown Ybor, is home to more than just great food and wild roosters.
It put Tampa on the map as being accepting of gays as well.
This building used to look like this.
In the gay world back in the 70s and 80s, in order to feel accepted and not have people look at you strangely because you're hugging someone of the same gender, these were our homes.
Algoya and dozens of others like it here in Tampa Bay are now gone, but still fueling passion.
This kind of helps revive those memories. You see the logos, you see the designs.
Logos we haven't seen in 30, 40, 50 years. Now front and center on these t-shirts to commemorate history.
And it's an important thing to have that history available for people, because young people don't realize what we went through in those days.
Robert Pope owned the Engine Room and the Wedgwood Inn in St. Petersburg.
I remember so vividly sitting in the dining room watching the crowd.
He says his bars were constantly raided in the 70s for the simple fact that they were homosexual establishments.
Why was it so important that you continued to stand your ground and continue to operate?
Because the gay community deserved to be treated like everybody else.
A fight still being fought today.
Obviously now it is just a memory, but that's exactly the point of your project.
It is.
Except this time, it doesn't have to be a secret.
To me, that's a big part of how we got to have gay marriage, how we got to have more protections under the law.
So it's really just a part of history.
It is. It's a part of history that a lot of people don't ever hear about.
A part of history that is making more than just a fashion statement. Yeah. In Tampa, I'm Ashley Paul, Spectrum Bay News 9.
And that concludes another segment of the Gay Barchives podcast. You can find more podcasts at gaybarchives.com/podcast. We also have more information about this podcast and links to the other podcasts we have completed. We hope you enjoy your trip down memory lane.